Praise be Jesus and Mary. And today's gospel passage from Mark chapter 4, Jesus compares the kingdom of God to a lamp, which is meant to give light to all the house and not to be kept hidden. Is a lamp brought in to be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed and not to be placed on a lampstand? Jesus asks us. For there is nothing hidden except to be made visible. Nothing is secret except to come to light. Anyone who has ears to hear ought to hear. Now, as Christians, we are that lamp referred to in today's gospel parable. Lamps, of course, that are lit, that emit a light. And what is that light? I mean, we know it very well. It's the light of the gospel, of the word of God. It is Christ who said, I am the light of the world. It is God, the source of all light, your light himself. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all, St. John tells us in his first letter. In our Lord's Sermon on the Mount, he states this, that we too are or should be light. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. And then he goes on to use this same analogy of the lamp in that sermon. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. As you're well aware of, the world today is filled with much darkness still, you know, moral and spiritual darkness. You know, precisely because the world, you know, seeks to squelch rather than receive the light of Christ. And also because, and perhaps mainly because, many Christians, it seems, have either hid their lamps under a bed or under a bushel basket. That is, perhaps they're ashamed or afraid to witness to their faith in Christ, to share that faith with others, to proclaim it to others. Or they've already allowed their lamps, you know, to be snuffed out completely, you know, practically losing the faith, unfortunately. The darker this world seems to be, the more urgent it is to give it the light of Christ and of the gospel. And we've heard this saying, and there's much truth in it. Better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. There's a lot of truth in that popular saying. Many well-intentioned Christians today, however, seem to do nothing but curse the darkness, and all the while forget to light their lamps and to actually be, you know, of any real help or greater help in casting out that very darkness they're cursing. And in the meantime, so much time and energy is wasted, more souls are overcome by the darkness. Our Lord's marching orders are clear. Let's hear them once again. Let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Now, words are powerful and necessary to spread the gospel, of course, but not without good works, which all will admit still are more powerful than words. Good deeds, good example, holiness of life, they still speak so much louder than words. There are too many words today and too little deeds. And this is what the world needs today, and the souls out there need. You know, we need to bring them the gospel, especially by our deeds, and then with words. We hope to help to bring the fulfillment, the words of St. John at the beginning of his gospel. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Praise be Jesus and Mary. Amen.